The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Christ. Amen. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, from sorrow, from inner emptiness, and from loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. These are the words with which Pope Francis began his great apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel, which was the theme of the Ozark Liturgical Conference, which I was at yesterday, in Rogers. In this document, Pope Francis emphasizes that the most fundamental task of the Church is the proclamation of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and to proclaim what that means for us, okay? That we are set free from the power of sin and death and given a share in his victory. This proclamation invites us to a personal encounter with the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus in our own lives, which in turn produces in us an irrepressible passion to share this gift that we have received with others in everything we do. And that leads, Pope Francis says, rightly, to a church that is permanently in a state of mission, and to church structures that are mission-oriented. What a powerful message. What a big challenge. If we have only our own talents and strength and goodwill to rely on, we'll never succeed on our own. But we're not in this alone. Empowered by the love of Christ, described by St. Paul in today's second reading, we can overcome all obstacles. And fed by the Eucharist, prefigured in the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, we are surprised to discover that our deepest needs and our deepest desires in our hearts have been satisfied in a way that we could never have expected, just like the people in today's gospel. I ask your indulgence today, because today's Mass has special significance for me personally. This weekend is my anniversary of ordination to the priesthood. The actual day was yesterday. And not only is it my anniversary, but by God's design, today's second reading just happens to contain, in a different translation, the quote I used on my ordination card 34 years ago. And it says, "I am thoroughly convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger from heaven nor ruler from earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither the highest of walls or the deepest of chasms, nor anything else in God's whole creation has any power to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. You know, if I were to print that card up again today, I'd use the same quote. "It is the love of God which I have experienced in Jesus Christ that has enabled me to turn to the Lord for strength and understanding amid all the trials that have ever come my way. Trials coming from within me, temptations I face, my own sins, and problems coming at me from the outside." And then in addition to the quote on my ordination card taken from today's second reading, today's gospel touches on the heart of our call to follow Jesus. Okay, what do we see here? Well, first, Jesus learns of the death of John the Baptist and then withdraws to the desert to pray about what that's going to mean for him. That he too is called to sacrifice his life for others. And then some of those others start coming at him with their needs. Okay? His heart is moved with pity, and so out of love, he cures those who are sick and finds a way to provide for people's material needs, in this case, food for the hungry. And he does so miraculously, multiplying loaves and fishes. As a priest, the Lord now does a far greater miracle through me, with far greater spiritual rather than merely material effects. Not just making more bread and making more fish, but changing humble bread and wine into the highly exalted body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. The meaning of this passage for me as a priest and now as a bishop is obvious. But look what it also means for you. You too are called to sacrifice your life for the benefit of others. You too are called to allow your heart to be moved by pity for others and find a way to help people with their physical and spiritual needs. Think of the great humanitarian crisis unfolding at our southern border right now. Women and children coming here fleeing violence in Central America. Think of the need that people you know all around you have for a personal encounter with Jesus Christ and the forgiveness and mercy he has to offer them, people whose lives are all messed up, opening the way for them to have a place at this Eucharistic table of the Lord with us. Okay. The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who encounter Jesus. Those who accept his offer of salvation are set free from sin, from sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. You have been called. You've been set free. You have been empowered. And now Jesus sends you forth to share the gift you have received with others.